to Strange Phenomena, the music of Kate Bush. I am Cecily, and this week we're going to be starting to talk about collaborations. Yes, we've got some collaborations from the Sensual World era to talk about, and this is the first of three that will come up. And this week we're talking about a song that was on an album from 1987 from an English pop duo, and our lovely Kate got to lend her absolutely beautiful background vocals to this song. We're going to be talking about a song called The King Is Dead from the English pop duo Go West. You let me in behind the lies, but you're not used to new lifestyles. No one, no one's too late. Well, welcome everybody to a new episode of Strange Phenomena, the music of Kate Bush. We're coming up to the end of the Sensual World season. We've done the B-sides and all that, and now we're going to be talking about collaborations. So these are songs that our lovely Kate sang background vocals on or contributed in some way. And for all of these, for these three songs that are coming up, so for all of these songs, Kate got to sing in the background for them, so you get to hear her very prominently in the song, and today's song is no exception. And also, these three songs that she has collaborated on in this era between kind of Hounds of Love, before Sensual World, and then a little bit after, like, are very different. They're very different stylistically, especially the one we're going to talk about today. So today we're going to be talking about a song called The King Is Dead, and this was originally by a British pop duo called Go West. You might recognize the name Go West if you're really into 80s pop music. I know them because of the song King of Wishful Thinking, which was also used in the movie Pretty Woman, and also We Close Our Eyes, which was another big hit. So they had a couple of really big hits in the late 80s and kind of into stretched into a little bit of the early 90s, but they're mostly, like, their commercial peak was really in the late 80s. And Kate got in on it because, well, actually, we'll get to talk about how she got involved with this song in just a moment. So first things first, before we get into the song itself, I just wanted to mention that because I'm coming up to the end of a season, this means that I'm going to be prepping for the next one. So the next album cycle will, of course, be The Red Shoes. So if there are any Red Shoes era songs that you would like to talk about for the show, please feel free to hit me up on any of my socials. I will mention them at the end of the show as well. But you can find me on Twitter at StrangeKateCast, on Facebook, facebook.com/KateBushPodcast. And I'm also on the Kate Bush subreddit. And I'm also in their Discord. And there's a link also in the Discord to their Discord within the Kate Bush subreddit. And I'm also going to link to the subreddit in the show notes. And on there, I am Never Enough Flowers. And within the Discord, I am still dreaming of Organon. So lots of different ways you can get in contact. Oh, also, if there is a Red Shoes era song that you want to talk about, but you just want to leave a short message, you can call the hotline at 1-757-349-6369. So lots of ways you can get in contact and be part of the show. I'm looking for any Red Shoes song fans. So anyway, so on with this song. So we're talking about Go West. So who are Go West? Go West are an English pop duo. They were formed in 1982 by Peter Cox and the rhythm guitarist and backing vocalist Richard Drummey. At the 1986 Brit Awards, they received the Brit Award for British Breakthrough Act. The duo enjoyed popularity between the mid-1980s and early 90s, as I said, and are best known for the international top 10 hits We Close Our Eyes, Call Me, Faithful, and the aforementioned King of Wishful Thinking, which is probably in your head right now. Here it is. And also, here's one of their other hits, We Close Our Eyes, which you can hear here. I'm going to play a little clip right here. And I will say the last of which was featured in the 1990 film Pretty Woman and was their biggest U.S. hit, reaching number 8. Now, this song we're talking about today, this was before their U.S. breakthrough, really. And it's called The King is Dead. And it was a song written by both of the members, Peter Cox and Richard Drummey. They recorded this song for their 1987 album Dancing on the Couch. And the collaboration came about, well, we're going to talk about, so how did Kate Bush get involved? So Kate Bush got involved with the song because the guitarist who worked with Go West was Alan Murphy. And Alan Murphy, of course, was Kate Bush's guitarist up through the Red Shoes. So they, meaning Go West, wanted someone to sing on their song who had Kate Bush's quality of voice. And so Alan Murphy got in contact with Kate, and she sent over her backing vocals. She did not go to Denmark where they were doing the album. She instead recorded her backing vocals separately and then sent it to them where they were working on them in Denmark. So now this song was from the album Dancing on the Couch. It was released in 1987 and it reached number 19 on the UK album charts. And it was also, this song, The King is Dead, was subsequently released as a single in the summer of 1987 and got to the lower reaches of the UK singles charts at number 67. So she got involved, just knew somebody who knew somebody, and she said, sure, I will send over my vocals. And that's going to be a common theme with these three collaborations that we're going to talk about for this season, especially this one and next week's when I get to talk about, spoiler alert, Sister and Brother, A Mid-Your Song. So, and for the third collaboration, there's no real evidence or any word that she was in the studio or not, but I'm going to say probably she wasn't at this point, because at this point, Kate Bush had her own home studio. So why go fly around when she can just record them here and send them off to people, you know? So that's how Kate Bush got involved with this song. She herself has not talked about her contribution to the song. Now, other people have. So this is what others have said about this song. Upon release, John Exelwood of Number One commented, quote, Go West have nimbly swapped their simplistic loud sounds for a simplistic quiet one. The King is Dead tries for that late night smoke-filled bar feel and ends up sounding not a million miles away from the keyboard demonstrator on Sale of the Century, a musical version of the SDP, unquote. In a retrospective review of Dancing on the Couch, Dan Leroy of AllMusic said, quote, The only other tracks that make any sort of impression are The King is Dead, an incongruous but attractive cocktail jazz with an assist from Kate Bush. And what an assist it is. So if you have ever heard this song, it is very jazzy. It is very, like, it's like, whoa, this is kind of different. Especially from, I guess, what Go West were known for up to this point, which was like, I guess, you could call it simplistic, even though it's just fun 80s pop music. Like, what's wrong with fun music? Seriously. And hearing her vocals on this really elevates the song. Like, it was a pretty good song before. I'm going to admit, I don't have a ton of personal connection to this song, but it is really pretty. And it's always nice to hear Kate Bush in the background, because just having her there just like makes it that much more special. You know what I mean? And especially on something like this where she is harmonizing. Like, I chose a really good part of the song where she was harmonizing with the lead singer because I just loved like how like you can hear like the stacks of her vocals behind him. It's like, oh, because I love it when she stacks her vocals. Now, what I mean by stack is when she records, you've got the one track of someone singing, and then you're singing either the same thing or you're singing something in harmony behind that one, and you're just doing multiple tracks of yourself singing, so it sounds like a big choir, especially at this part here. You let me in behind the lies, but young I'm used to new lifestyles. No one's too late. And so when I first heard this song, it was while I was doing research for this season, and I found the song on YouTube. So you can find the song on YouTube, like pretty much all their stuff on YouTube and everything. And it took a little bit for her voice to come in, but then when it did, it's like, oh my gosh, there she is. Yay. And it sounds really, really pretty. She harmonizes with him. And then at the end, toward the end, as the song is starting to kind of come to a close, you can hear it sounds like she's repeating, "The king is dead, the king is dead, the king is dead, the king is dead." This part here.
The king is dead. The king is dead. The king is dead. He's dead. He's dead.
So that's where Kay comes into the song, and it's really neat to hear her singing over something that's a little different. I don't think at this point she had really done anything like explicitly jazzy, and this makes me think of what would come later, especially in the next season of the show, where she get to talk about her cover of The Man I Love, which is, oh yes, very jazzy and sultry and everything. And also some of the music that Kate Bush would later do on 50 Words for Snow that was very clearly influenced by jazz. Like this kind of like, well, as the reviewer put it, like a smoky bar kind of feel to it. As for the song itself, the song is very different. As I mentioned, it's pretty different from what I'm sure what Co-Wefs were doing at this point. So at that point they were doing, it was very, very upbeat 80s pop music. And then to do something like kind of very different like this. And it's just really neat to hear her singing on something very different, singing on someone else's song. And it just gives it that little bit of extra magic, if you will. And so as I said, I had never heard this one because I'm not really into Go West's music, but it was certainly a nice little surprise to hear, like, oh yay, there's Kate Bush, woohoo. So yeah, I love hearing her voice in background of pretty much anything. And I know at this point it seemed like in the mid 80s that she was kind of popping up all over the place. And I think it's worth noting that for someone who's known for keeping to herself and not playing the celebrity game and being absolutely everywhere, that she has actually sung on a lot of people's songs, like from many different genres. She sung on Go West's song. Next week, we're going to talk about her being on Midjour. And certainly she sung with Peter Gabriel. And I mean, speaking of Peter Gabriel, at this point, this is kind of mid 80s. So we're talking 1987. And one of my favorite vocal appearances of her is her singing with Peter Gabriel when she just randomly appeared at his gig at Earl's Court in 1987 singing Don't Give Up. You can find the footage of that on YouTube, and I'll kind of link it to it in the show notes. But you know, she's helped out on a lot of people's songs, and you know, she's helped out for many other people's songs and just giving it her little bit of magic. And I think that's really cool. What it shows to me is that she's someone, and we all know this. If you're listening to this show, you already know this. You're probably like, oh, yeah. But really, it shows that a lot of people within the music community admire her and respect her. And they go, hey, we know that she's going to do a really good job. Let's pull her in. Let's do it. So I'm all for that. And I'm really glad that she got to sing on such a pretty song. I really am. So that does it for this week. So that was her collaboration with Go West on their song, The King is Dead. Really cool, jazzy kind of song. And it was a really neat find for me. I had never heard this song before I started doing this show. And now you guys have heard it too, thanks to the show. So always all for that. As I said at the top of the show, I am looking for people to talk about Red Shoe songs. So if there is any Red Shoes era song that you want to talk about, whether it's a song from the album or one of the B-sides, like You Want Alchemy, for example, feel free to hit me up on my socials. You can find me on Twitter at Strange Kate Cast, on Facebook, facebook.com/KateBushPodcast. I have a hotline where you can leave a 2-3 minute message, 1-757-349-6369. And I'm also on Patreon, patreon.com/KateBushPodcast. I'm also on the Kate Bush subreddit under Never Enough Flowers. And I'm also part of their Discord. I'm going to link to it in the show notes as Still Dreaming of Organon. So lots of different ways that you can get involved. And I'm really looking forward to keeping on with the show and everything. So we'll see everybody next time. Next week, we're continuing to talk about a collaboration. And this time it's going to be with Midjour from Ultravox for his song Sister and Brother. We'll see everybody then.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.